Question. What is it that everybody has and some pirates and thieves try to take? The booty.
But a group of pirates in Sweden aren't necessarily interested in booty. They want to transform the way we deal with copyright issues. And last week, members of Sweden's pirate party raised their mugs of grog to celebrate an election victory that won them a seat in Europe's vaunted parliament. They're determined to make all web content free and to abolish patents. Rick Falkvinia is the founder of Sweden's pirate party. Mr. Falkvinia, congratulations on your recent victory.
Thank you very much.
What's the single most important goal of the pirate party?
I'd say it's preserving civil liberties. We're seeing ordinary, honest citizens being wiretapped en masse. We're seeing the right to express opinions anonymously being questioned. We're even seeing a private industry, the record lobby, questioning the right to communicate in private. That's what we are with, a next generation civil liberties movement.
But, I mean, you may call something civil liberties and other people might call it theft. I mean, you're essentially calling for the ability to download music and films for free.
Absolutely. And when the Xerox copier arrived around 1950, 1960, you could copy books and joke drawings and poems and whatnot and send it in the mail. Publishers at that time wanted to ban the Xerox copier because you could do this, but no politicians would dare suggest that you open all the mails and look for copyright infringements. Still, this is what's being suggested online. It's simply that the right to communicate in private takes precedence over copyright.
And you called yourself the Pirate Party. I mean, you're not a gimmick. I mean, this isn't a joke. You're for real.
Well, we are very much for real in the European Parliament.
And who's in the party? I mean, who are your members?
About two-thirds are creators of some sort, coders, musicians, writers, translators. The rest are mostly civil liberties activists.
And your numbers are growing?
They're growing phenomenally. I mean, we're 50,000 members, 17,000 activists. We're growing at, I wouldn't say an alarming rate, but a steady rate.
alarming to, I guess, the music industry. You're now the third largest political party in Sweden.
That's true.
Now, there are also pirate parties forming all over Europe. Are you sort of spreading the word throughout the continent?
I guess we're sort of the icebreaker. We're showing people that you can actually do this. I mean, our campaign budget for the 2009 elections was $50,000. That alone should scare the established politicians. If nothing else, the fact that we are the largest party for citizens below 30 years of age should scare the established politicians.
Mr. Falkvinia, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Rick Falkvinia is the founder of Sweden's Pirate Party. That party will seat its first delegate, Christian Engström, in Europe's parliament this July.